this church, and I'm so grateful that today he can share his message with us.
我很高兴今天在信息前先讲两句话。Michael 他真的是从我们教会的产品，可以这么说，家里人，他从儿童主日学到青少年，一直到大学，现在做事了。他今天要靠神的恩典来跟我们宣讲神的话。
Thank you. good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving break.
我真是希望我们每一位都有一个很好的感恩假期。
I enjoyed it very much.
我非常的真的享受。
I especially like Thanksgiving because I think that's the one holiday where traditionally everyone goes to visit everyone.
我特别喜欢感恩节，因为这是个节日里面每一个人都可以彼此的拜访。
And some of you know I am a high school teacher.
而且有一些我的高中的老师。
And the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, a lot of the graduates always come back to the school.
而且在礼拜三的时候，有许多的高中生他们也都回来了。
So this past Wednesday, about every 10 minutes, the class was interrupted by visitors.
所以过去的这个礼拜三，我上课的时候，每大概十分钟就上课堂上被打扰。
Which was great. It made me very happy. It was great to see them.
我也非常高兴看到他们回来。
And some of our own college kids, like Caleb and Jeffrey and Christina and Joanna and all the others.
我们中间也是好多上大学的孩子们都回来了。
So I hope everyone was, hope everyone had a great break. let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
Lord, thank you for this time to look into your word.
主啊，我们真是为这一段时间感谢你，我们也来期待你的话语。
Lord, thank you that you can use me even though I am not perfect and I have flaws.
我实在是感谢你，虽然我不完全，可是你却要使用我。
Lord, I pray that your spirit would be here to open the eyes and ears and hearts of the people here.
我求主你真的让我们在座的每一个人的属灵的眼睛、耳朵都被打开。
And I pray that your words would be spoken and not just my words.
我求主你自己来说话，而不是人的话语。
We thank you for this time, pray in Jesus' name.
我为着这一段时间来感谢你，我这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to look mainly at a very short passage in the New Testament.
今天我们要看一段很短的经文，是在新约里头。
And I think it's going to be up here. It's from 1 Thessalonians.
我们先看这个经文会打在上面，是从帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章,
towards the end, verse 16, 17, and 18.
16到十八节.
Let's take a look at that. Let's read together. Let's do English first, and then we'll read in Chinese. So let's read the English together.
读英文.
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐。不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
I remember when I first came across these verses, I noticed that they're very short.
当我第一次读到这一段经文的时候，我注意到它们非常短。
If you look, three verses are only about 20 words.
你注意的话，只有二十个字。
And it's almost a hidden in the New Testament, you have to find it.
这一段经文好像埋藏在新约里面，你很不容易找到它。
But as many of you might know, even the short verses in the Bible can be very important.
可是我想我们中间都注意到，虽然很短的经文，可是可能很重要。
The author was the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗所写的。
And he's writing to believers in a church.
而他写这一段这个经文是给着教会的信徒们。
And this is towards the end of the letter where he's giving some final instructions and some final encouragements. This is what you should do. He's telling.
这是这一段话是写在他所有的劝勉的最后阶段。
And let's look at the next passage also from Philippians chapter 4.
让我们也来看，同时看腓立比书第四章。
Again, written by the Apostle Paul.
这同样的是保罗写的。
And a very similar message here. It's based on the same thing.
也是很相同的信息。
And let's do the same thing. Let's read in English first.
那我们先读英文。
So verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
中文来，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
So you may have noticed these two passages highlight the same things.
你们或许注意到这两段经文里面都是同样很注重一件事。
And if you look at your bulletin, there's an outline. We're going to highlight three things today, and that is rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks.
你注意程序单上写的题目，今天信息的话讲到了是要喜乐，要祷告，而且要感恩。
Let's start with the first one, rejoicing.
让我们先从要常常喜乐开始。
Who went to shopping this past Friday? Who went shopping?
有没有人这个刚刚过去礼拜五去买东西的
？Of course, they call it Black Friday, a very popular shopping day.
这一天是叫做一个黑色星期五，因为很多人都要去买东西。
And I heard on the radio once, someone talking on the Christian radio. I heard something.
我在基督徒的广播电台里面听过这样的话。
And he said, if you go to the shopping mall, you'll see a lot of people.
你如果去逛商场的话，你会看到很多的人。
And those people may be having a lot of happiness and a lot of fun.
而这些人可能他们真的很快乐。
But not necessarily. Inner joy. They might not have this term called joy.
他们这外表的快乐并不一定代表他们里面的喜乐。
And why?
为什么这样呢？
Because I think when you think about happiness or when you think about fun, it's something short term.
当我们想到那种表面的快乐的时候，我们想到可能是因为好玩的一些好玩的事情，可是都是很短暂的。
It's based on some kind of amusement or some kind of event.
这些外面的快乐 是依靠这个很多的娱乐性的或者一些 外表的。
For example, if you go to the mall, there's friends, there's people, there's food, there's things to buy. It makes people very happy.
所以比如说你 去逛这个百货公司的时候，那里有很多的食物，很多的朋友，这些事情让你快乐。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that they have joy, though, this inner joy.
可是这个并不表示说你里面会有那种喜乐。
Now I know the words are very similar, but they're not quite the same. Joy, I think, is more of a way of life. It's more of an attitude, more of a state of mind.
虽然快乐跟喜乐看起来的字眼是很相近，很相近，可是真正的喜乐是讲到我们里面的那种生命的品质。
And if you want to put that to the test at the mall, if you've ever stood in a long line waiting for Christmas shopping, you'll see who has joy and who doesn't.
如果你要试验你的是不是喜乐或快乐的话，你看在商场上排那么长的队的时候，你就看得出来有人是真的是快。
You'll see quickly people who are just having fun or suddenly get very mad.
你看呢一些本来觉得很有趣的人，突然他就控制不住了。
Now, in the passage that we just read, Paul says, "Be joyful and rejoice always."
所以我们刚刚读的经文里面，保罗告诉我们说要常常喜乐。
Now it doesn't mean that you are always happy and laughing and smiling. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
这个喜乐并不是说你要常常就是把笑脸摆在笑，有很多的笑声，并不是这样。
There are times in your life where you'll be sad or mourning.
因为在你的生命里面，我们确实会有许多时间你是很悲伤的，而且很忧愁的。
And of course, that's a part of life. And even the Bible says there's a time to be sad and mourning.
这个都是我们生命中必须有的过程，因为圣经上也说我们悲伤有时。
But we can still have joy, though.
但是我们仍然可以有喜乐。
Because joy is a long-term attitude, a long-term condition of your life.
因为那个喜乐是可以维持长久的，在生命中可以延续的。
And I heard another quote listening to the radio. I get a lot of stuff from the radio.
我又从广播电台里面也听到了这样的说法。
And it said, your joy should not depend on your circumstances, on what's happening to you.
那你说到我们的喜乐不应该是受外面的环境来影响的。
That certainly there are things that happen in your life that make you happy, of course.
当然，我们生活中有很多的事情是会使我快乐。
But as Christians, the Bible teaches that we can rejoice in all circumstances.
可是，在圣经里面教导是说，我们可以在各样环境中来喜乐。
Let me give a quick example.
我给你们一个很快的例证。
Many times.There are things that happen in our life that are unpredicted or you didn't plan for them.
在我们生命中确实会有很多事情你没有预料到的。
And it's related to the shopping mall example.
我又来举个在逛商场的时候的例子。
So of course you're shopping and you stand in the long line and then go to the parking lot.
好，我们现在买完了，排好队了，你到停车场去。
Then let's see who has some joy there. let's see who has joy in the parking lot. You'll see that many people are not joyful when they're driving.
是我们到了停车场，我们现在来看有哪些人是不是真的快乐。
And for some reason, I think even for myself, driving, and I'm sure a lot of you drive. Driving is one thing that can turn even the nicest person into a mean person.
我们或许像我开车，很多人开车，你们都知道，开车可以使一个平常看起来这么温柔、很好的人，一下变成一个很刻薄的人。
And when I first started driving to work, I remember I was always so nervous because I didn't want to be late.
第一次我开车去上班的时候，我非常紧张，因为我不想迟到。
So of course I'm always in a rush, in a bad mood.
所以我就很紧张，我也脾气也不好。
You know, like going fast, come on, come on, let's go, come on.
所以我就会嫌前面的人开得慢。
But I realized that there's really no reason for that.
后来我觉得说实在是没有道理要这样做。
One thing that I was always worried about, because I do work in New York, is parking.
因为我在纽约上班，所以我总是会为着停车的事情烦恼。
And I remember that some days I would rush and I would rush and I would rush and I'd get there and I'd wait there just to park anyway.
我就觉得说，有时候我赶啊赶啊赶了半天，跑去那里也还是在那里等着等车位。
And then some days I would be running late and very late and I'd go and then I wouldn't have to wait for parking.
有时候看起来我好像迟到了，可是我到停车场的时候，我根本不需要等就有位置。
So I realized it was very foolish to get so angry and lose my joy over such a small thing.
那我就感觉到实在是如果为了这么小的事情我就失去我的喜乐，实在是一件很愚笨的事。
And I thinkFor me, this was a good test because when you're driving, many things happen to you that are not predicted, not planned.
对我来讲，这是一个很好的操练，因为你在开车的时候，有很多事情是出乎你的意料。
And I learned that most of the time, 99% of the time, nothing while I'm driving, nothing bad is happening to me.
我注意到差不多有99%的时间，当我在开车的时候，都是很好的事情。
I'm safe.
我很安全。
I have a car that works.
我的车子还能开。
I can go places and see people and get to work.
而且我可以去工作，我可以看很多人。
I didn't cause any troubles. The people, drivers around me are safe also.
Yeah, 我旁边周围开车的人也都很平安。
But a lot of times it's that one thing, right? That 1% of the time where something happens while you're driving, and then all of a sudden you lose all the 99%. You're like, ah.
那可你注意到没有？常常就是你在开车的时候，只有那个1%不愉快的事情发生的时候，你把那99%喜乐的事情都忘掉。
And unfortunately, I think it's human nature. We focus on that one bad thing.
因为在我们人的本性里面，我们总是眼睛看到那个1%的那个不顺利的事上。
While at the same time, we actually have 99 things to be thankful about and to be joyful about.
真的在我们生命中、生活中有99%的事情，我们都应该感恩的。
So I encourage you that God is not trying to mess you up when you drive. He's not.
我要真的来鼓励大家，当我们在开车的时候，神他没有意思要让我们变得一塌糊涂。
If you really think about it, most of the time, God is watch all the time. God is watching over you, and you know nothing bad is happening to you.
事实上，你想一想，真的在大部分的时间里面，神的保护都与你同在，根本没有不好的事发生。
That's definitely something to be joyful about.
实在是我们值得感恩。
That every day God is watching you when you leave your home and when you go to work and when you come back, God is always watching you.
每天真的不论你上班回家，神都是在保守我们。
So regardless of what's happening to you, you can trust God is in control. He is there. Don't worry.
实在是真的是我们应该可以信靠上帝，不论事情发生在我们身上是怎么样，我们要相信神是保护我们。
If you're running late, God's still watching you.
如果你迟到了，神仍然看顾你。
And you can be joyful about that.
你实在也可以喜乐。
I want to give just another short example of a brother here in our congregation.
我要给我们中间一个人的见证。
And recently, about half a year ago, something really bad happened to him.
大概半年多前，有一件实在不幸的事情发生在他。
Suddenly, he lost his job.
突然之间，他丢掉了他的工作。
Just everything was going well. He had a great job, and then all of a sudden, one day, job was over.
本来他有一份很好的工作，可是突然有一天，他没有了。
And this was especially important because his immigration status was linked to that job also.
实在这个事情对他非常的重要，因为他申请身份居留的事情就跟他的工作非常相关。
So this is definitely a terrible circumstance.
这实在是一个很糟糕的情况。
But during that time, I saw that his faith did not shake and he remained joyful the whole time.
可是在那段时间里面，我观察到他的信心并没有丢掉，而且他经常的喜乐。
Right, for about two or three weeks, I was so worried and the brothers here, we were all worried, but he remained joyful.
所以差不多有两三个礼拜的时间，我们中间的弟兄们都为他担心，可是他仍然保持喜乐。
In fact, he said some of the times that he felt closest to God ever in his life was during that time.
事实上后来他说他最亲近靠近神的时间就是在那一段时间里头。
And he remained joyful and he pulled through and in fact God granted him a new job also.
他仍然保持喜乐，而且经过了那一段时间的时候，神也给了他一份新的工作。
And it's because of course the passage says to rejoice, but I think it's because he trusted in the Lord.
虽然我们看到经文里面说要喜乐，可是因为他信靠神。
In James chapter 1,
在雅各书的第一章里面这样说的。
It says that even through hard trials, you can still be joyful.
那里说到我们虽然经过大的试探试炼，可是我们仍然要引为大喜乐。
And you don't have to turn to it if you can't. I'll just read it real quick. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
那你说到是经过百般的百，这里说到我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
And why?
为什么这样说呢
？Trials, I should be sad. Why should I be joyful with trials? These hard things.
在试炼中应该要伤心，怎么会要喜乐呢
？It's because you can trust in the Lord.
因为你可以信靠神。
Jesus gives us this hope, and that's why we can be joyful.
因为耶稣给了我们希望，所以我们可以来喜乐。
If you look at John 16, Jesus is talking to his disciples.
耶稣他在约翰福音十六章这样说，告诉他的门徒。
Verse 33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world."
在那里，耶稣告诉他说，我已经告诉你们，你们在我里面有平安，因为我已经胜了世界。
That's Jesus talking to his disciples.
这是耶稣跟他的门徒说的。
He was preparing them. Many bad things are going to happen to you, but it's okay. I'm with you. I already overcome the world.
所以他说，很多的事情可能会发生在你们身上，可是你们放心，因为我已经胜了这个世界。
Romans 5 talks about the same thing.
在罗马书第五章也这样的说到。
It says, let's just look at verse 3. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. We rejoice in our sufferings because We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
在罗马书第五章第三节那里说到了，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
And verse 5, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us.
第五节那里说到，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So I think if we had nothing to hope for, if God weren't in our lives, then it would be hard to be joyful in tough times.
因为如果我们没有什么可以去盼望、去抓住的在我们生命中的话，那你绝对有理由可以在困难的时候你来忧伤。
But as Christians, we can have this hope. God has already promised usthe Spirit to guide us, and we can have this joy.
可是因为我们是基督徒，所以神已经应允我们，所以我们有绝对有理由可以喜乐。
And you may have some friends or some coworkers, who don't know Christ.
你或许在你的工作中间，或者你的朋友，有一些人他们不认识耶稣。
And you can see that a lot of times they're not joyful.
你看到他们很多时候实在是不喜乐。
So I think it's our job, part of our job as Christians, to spread this joy to them.
而我们基督徒的职分真的就是要去使把这个喜乐广传出去。
To let them know what the hope is like, what it's like to have hope in God, in Jesus Christ.
我们让他们知道在耶稣基督里面是要有怎么样的盼望。
So that they can have hope and they can be joyful too.
所以他们也可以喜乐。
And I'll talk a little bit more about that later.
我等一下再谈这一方面。
The next part of the passage, so there's rejoicing and then pray.
今天信息的第二方面我讲到祷告。
Back to the verse, it said, pray continually.
这个经文里面讲到说要不住的祷告。
Or if you look in a different version, it says, pray without ceasing, without stopping.
这里说到祷告不停止。
I know that many, devout Muslims, they pray 5 times a day.
我们都知道有许多回教徒他们一天祷告五次。
In the Islamic faith, it's one of the pillars is to pray 5 times a day.
而且他们真的是就是祷告五次。
And there's a period in my life where I said, you know, if they can do it, I'm going to try that too.
所以有一阵子我说，他们可以这样做，那么我也要试试。
So I made it a goal. I was going to pray 5 times a day, every day.
所以我就立定心智，我一天要祷告五次。
It was very hard.
我发现说很难很难。
I figured, oh, I could do it when I wake up, at lunch, when I get home, at dinner, and before I sleep. 5 times, I could do it.
所以我在想不难啊，我起床还有吃三餐饭，还有晚上在睡觉以前五次我可以做得到。
But I just kept forgetting.
可是我就是总是忘记。
And now many people say, oh, I'm busy, I just can't pray.
所以很多人说我实在太忙了，我没时间祷告。
And I felt like that too sometimes.
很多时候我也这样认为。
Now there's a book by an author, his name is called Bill Hybels.
有一本书，它的作者叫做 Bill Hyper.
The book is called "Too Busy Not to Pray."
这本书的名字叫做说，我实在太忙了，没有不能祷告。
So a lot of times we think, "Oh, we're so busy, I can't pray, no time."
所以我想，太忙了，实在没办法。
But actually, the author is saying, in your life, when you're so busy, you can't afford not to pray. When you're so busy, you have to pray.
所以，可是这个作者他说，就是因为你忙，所以你不能不祷告。
If you're busy, that means so many things.Are going on in your life.
因为你太忙，这表明说实在有很多在你生活中太多的事情发生。
We definitely need to pray to lift those things to God. There's so many things in our lives that could affect us. Definitely have to pray for all those things then.
所以这么多的事情天天影响你的生活的，你必须要来祷告。
But really, you might be thinking, Mike, I have no time.
或许你说真的 ，Mike。我真的没有时间。
Now I encourage you, praying does not always have to be a formal ritual.
所以我要跟各位勉励的是，你的祷告并不是说你一定要那样正正式式的来做一个正式的祷告。
Sometimes it is. Sometimes you eyes closed, head bowed, bend the knee. Sometimes you pray like that. Yes.
也是很多的时候我们需要这样规规矩矩的闭眼合手，甚至跪下来。
But of course, you can't always do that.
可是你不是经常可以这样做。
So I encourage you that you can pray continually. You can.
所以可是我却要鼓励大家，我们确实是可以不住的祷告。
They could be short prayers.
可以很短的。
Our brother Gerald, he taught me to pray while walking, a prayer walk.
我的弟兄 Gerald, 他就教导我怎么在我走路的时候来祷告。
One day I saw him, we were at this camp, and he was just walking through the forest.
我有一天我在一个营会里面，我看到他怎么就在树林中这么绕来绕去。
And people were asking, like, what is he doing?
那我们就说他到底在搞什么。
He's going to get lost.
他迷路了吗？
But he was praying. He was praying to God while he was walking through the forest.
所以，可是事实上，他就在那个树林中，他在那里祷告。
I remember Auntie Terry taught me that she used to pray on her way to work.
我记得我们小霞阿姨教过我，她说她在去上班的路上祷告。
While she was commuting, like on the bus or something.
她坐在巴士上面的时候，她就祷告。
Right, she used that time to pray.
她用那段时间祷告。
And I've heard from other brothers and sisters that they pray, just when they remember somebody.Reading an email or on the news, they would just lift them up to God immediately, right there.
我也听到有些人说，当他们正在读他们的电子邮件的时候，他们就当场就在那里祷告。
I remember once I was just listening to the news, and I think I was reading the news on the computer.
我有一天在电脑上面看到一段新闻。
And there's a story about a year ago. There was a tornado storm.In Alabama.
差不多一年以前，在阿拉巴马有一个旋风，龙卷风。
And it hit a high school during the day.
就在白天的时候，这个风暴就袭击了一个学校。
And a small group of students were killed.
有一些学生就死掉了。
And I don't know why. I mean, you hear news like that all the time, but that day I was very touched.
所以那一天我不知道为什么，我们虽然常常听到这样的消息，可是那一天我。
And right after I read that, I just lifted them up to and the families to God. Even though I didn't know them and I've never been to Alabama, but I just lifted them up to God.
那一天当我一读到这个新闻的时候，我就当时就把这一些孩子的家人，我就把他交托在神的手里。
So I think that's what it means by pray continually throughout the day, throughout your life. When things happen, you can lift them up to God.
所以这个就是我所说的意思，就是不住的祷告，在每一天的时候，当事情发生的时候，你可以把他们交托在神的手里。
There are a few good reminders you can use for yourself.
有几件事情可以很好的来提醒你。
The first, of course, before you eat.
当然，在你吃饭以前。
You should give thanks for the food, of course.
你可以为你当然为的食物来感谢。
But don't make it just your usual 10 seconds. Thank you for the food. Finish.
可是你也不要把它变成一个很公式化，就这样。
You're talking to God. You can make it meaningful.
你可以把它变成很有意义。你跟神。
I remember what I used to do is I used to, at school, put the food in the microwave oven.
我在学校里面吃饭以前，我把我的食物放在微波炉里面。
Heat it up 2 minutes.
我就帮热了两分钟。
During those 2 minutes, I went to the side.
在这两分钟的时间，我就站到旁边去。
And I prayed.
然后在那个时候我祷告。
Of course for the food, but for everything else during the day.
当然不只为了食物，我那一天我也同时为那一天的事情祷告。
And then when I came back, it was finished.
当我两分钟回来的时候，东西都好了。
Another good reminder that I heard once is when you see an ambulance.
还有另外一个好机会，就是每一次你如果看到一个救护车开过去。
When you see an ambulance, someone is in need.
你知道有救护车的时候，就有人有需要。
That's a good reminder. You can pray for that person in particular.
那个时候，你就可以提醒你为着这个人来祷告。
And help you remember the people in your life that you remember who may be sick, who may be in need.
而这个时候，你也可以联想到你所认识的人里面哪一个人生病，哪一个人需要。
So those are some good reminders.
这都是一些给我们一个很好的提醒。
And you can pray anytime, anywhere.
你可以在任何的时间、任何的地点都可以来祷告。
You won't always have a Bible next to you. You won't always have your devotional notebook next to you, you won't.
你并不会说你经常有一本手上有本圣经或者有个笔记本灵修的书籍跟着你。
But you can always pray.
但是你却可以一直祷告。
And God will always listen.
而神一定听。
I think sometimes you call a place and you call for service and you always get a recording or a recorded voice.
有时候你打电话去给一个地方，你总是听到录音。
But not with God, He's always there. Not a recording, He's always there.
可是你要知道，当你祷告给神的时候，他不会叫你留言，他总是在那里。
The third part is with goes with our holiday of Thanksgiving. It's about giving thanks.
第三部分我讲到是要给感谢。
And it says give thanks in all circumstances.
这里说到要为着所有一切来环境来感谢。
I think unfortunately in our society today, in our culture, the thank you has lost a lot of its meaning.
我很遗憾的是今天在我们这个社会里面当我们说感谢谢的时候它已经失去了它原来的意义。
Sometimes people almost say it as a curse.
有时候当人讲感谢的时候他竟然会带着一种好像咒诅的这种语气。
For example, something bad will happen, you say, oh, thanks.
有人就这样说很多事情不好的事情发生他就说哦、oh, 谢谢。
Yeah, or just no thank you, no thank you, no thank you.
或者像这样。
Or something fine, someone's just frustrating you, and they finally do it, you're like, thank you.
Right?
So I think thank you, unfortunately, lost a lot of its meaning.
And there
are many people that are not very grateful, not very thankful. Now, I think that's nothing new. Let's look at an example during Jesus' time.
那我们来看看当耶稣那个时代也发生这样的事。
This is in Luke 17, Luke chapter 17.
我们看到路加福音第十七章里面这样说的。
Starting at verse 11, you can turn there if you have a Bible.
如果你有你的圣经的话你可以跟着我一起翻开路加福音十七章我们从十一节看起。
Luke 17:11. It's the story of people who had leprosy.
这个路加福音十七章的十一节开始讲到了有十个长大麻风的人。
And I'll just read it first. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice.
经过一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着。
Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
他们高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
When he saw them, he said, Go show yourselves to the priests.
耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。
And as they went, they were cleansed.
当他们去的时候就洁净了。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice.
内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
又匍匐在耶稣脚前感谢他，这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?"
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
就对那个人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了。
And look at that last part. Your faith has made you well.
我们注意最后一句话讲到说，你的信救了你了。
What did he do?
他到底做了什么呢？
He was not a Jew.
他这个人，他不是一个犹太人。
He was a Samaritan.
他是一个撒玛利亚人。
So not even a religious person.
所以他根本不是一个宗教人士。
But Jesus said, your faith has made you well.
可是耶稣说你的信救了你了。
Why?
到底什么？
I think he recognized that this person realized what happened and came back and gave thanks to God, gave thanks to Jesus for what happened.
因为这个人他知道发生了什么事，所以他走回来把感谢献给谁？献给耶稣。
So here, the faith and giving thanks are connected.
所以你看到这里感恩感谢跟信心是连在一起的。
I think that's very true.
这是真实的。
Unfortunately, I've experienced this a little bit also.
事实上我也在这一方面有同样的经历。
As many of you know, again, I teach high school.
或许你们都知道我是一个高中的老师。
And every year the kids, seniors apply to college.
所以每年这些高中生他们要申请大学。
And they ask us to write their...letter of reference, the letter of recommendation.
他们都请我给他们写介绍信。
And of course, it's a favor. I don't have to do it for them. It's just out of, it's a favor to them. Yeah.
当然，我根本没有义务要替他们做。可是我是帮他们这个。
Right. There's no rule saying that I have to write it. There's no rule.
并没有人规定我一定要替他们写。
And of course, I write many, maybe a dozen a year over the past couple of years, about 50 maybe.
所以在过去一年里面，有时候我甚至写了50封。
And Unfortunately, only a few kids come back and actually thank you.
很不幸的是，写这么多封信，只有几个人真的回来跟我说谢谢。
And they're not always the best students. The ones that thank me are not always the best students.
来谢谢我的人，他并不一定是最好的学生。
But when they came back to thank me, that told me a lot about them, and it really meant a lot to me.
可是当他们来跟我谢谢的时候，对我的意义非常大。
And later when they got into college, they're so happy and they come back and.Give me a tie or a chocolate or something.
很多时候他们去了大学，他们回来的时候会送我一个领带或者一个巧克力。
And it really meant a lot to me when they came back and they were genuinely grateful.
可是因为他们这样子的表现，真心真的感谢的，对我来讲实在很有意义。
And of course, people like to be thanked. It feels good.
我们都希望人家来表达感谢，因为使我们感觉很好。
But unfortunately, I think people don't like giving thanks because sometimes it's hard to do.
可是很不幸的，我们却不经常给出感谢，因为很难。
I think it takes a little bit of humility to thank somebody.
因为你要去跟人家谢谢的时候，实在要你学习一个谦卑。
Because you're saying kind of, oh, thank you for what you did. You did it for me. I needed your help.
事实上，因为它的意义就是这样说，我实在感谢你，因为你这样的帮助我。
And I think a lot of our culture says, "Oh, you can do it by yourself. You can do it on your own. You don't need anyone else."
因为很多时候我们的文化告诉我们说，你可以靠自己。
So of course, if you can do it on your own, then you don't need to thank anyone else.
当然了，你自己又可以做到说，你为什么要谢谢别人？
If you thank someone, it's almost like your weakness. You're weak.
好像说我去感谢人的时候，就表示我里面非常的软弱。
But I think that's dangerous to think like that.
可是这个思想是非常的危险。
Of course, you need other people.
当然你需要别人。
And ultimately, we need God.
而且更甚的是，我们实在需要上帝。
We definitely cannot do it on our own. We cannot go through our lives without God.
在我们生命的这个历程里面，你不可能没有神。
So we need to thank Him.
所以我们实在要感谢神。
For everything.
为每一件事。
And our fellow brothers and sisters when they help us.
这个还有我们的同工，我们弟兄姊妹，他们这样的帮助我。
I remember one time I was at a camp again.
有一次我在一个营会里面。
And I was there to work as the bicycle like leader, the bike guide.
我在那个露营的那个里面，我应该是一个骑脚踏车的教练。
And on the first day, I fell off and hurt my arm.
可是就在第一天，我骑车就摔倒，而且我把我的肩膀摔伤了。
And it was so embarrassing.
实在是很难为情。
Here's the bike leader, and he fell off.
这里是一个带领人家骑脚踏车的人，他自己摔了。
Of course, I was humiliated.
那个时候感觉实在很不好。
But my boss, my leader, he.Drove me that night, and we're very far away from the hospital. He drove me all the way that night, just me and him, all the way to the hospital, and he stayed with me the whole night.
那天晚上，当带领我的人，他带着我到了很远的医院里面。那一个晚上，他就陪我。
And of course, I was very embarrassed, but I was very thankful, and I thanked him for like 10 times.
虽然我实在非常的难为情，可是我非常的感恩，我至少谢了他十次。
So it takes a little humility, but it's important to thank God and to thank other people.
实在是我们要很谦卑，因为你需要谦卑，你才能够来感谢。
And I think whenever we go out and serve others, I think that helps that attitude also.
很多的时候，如果当我们能够出去去服侍人的时候，也需要这样的。
A lot of times when you do things and help others or do some things of service, you know what it's like.
很多时候你出去服侍的时候，你知道会是怎么样。
And when someone does that same thing for you, you realize, oh, that was a big sacrifice, and you realize that you should thank them.
当你感觉到你知道别人花了那么大的牺牲为你做那些事情的时候，你实在应该感恩。
For example, just serving the food.
我们就举例来讲吧，就像我们在来预备食物。
Sometimes you go and you just get food and whatever, take the food.
很多时候你去拿一盘菜的时候，你就这样拿了。
But if you have ever served food before, either here or at home or at a homeless shelter or something, you know it's very difficult.
所以如果你曾经不管你在教会里面厨房有服侍，或者你去帮助那些无家游民的时候，你 It's
hard work. You have to stand there. It's hot in the kitchen. You're sweating a lot. It's tiring.
你站在那里，站在厨房里面， 你流好多汗， 很辛苦的工作。
So I think when you understand that, when people serve you, you'll be more thankful also.
所以当你如明白这样的时候， 这个事情的时候， 你就会更感恩。
Also, when you serve, I think you can pass your joy to others also.
而且当你这样的有个感恩心的时候， 你也把这样的, 心情传递下去。
I think the great thing about joy is when you pass it on, you don't lose it yourself.
而且当你 你这样的传递感谢的时候， 你并不会, 失去你自己。
So if I have a dollar and I give Pastor King a dollar, now he has a dollar, but I lost a dollar.
当我有一块钱， 我把这一块钱给金弟兄的时候， 就好像我少了一块钱。
But I think joy is not like that. Joy, you can pass it on, and they're joyful, and then you're more joyful too.
可是当喜乐却不是这样， 当你传递你的喜乐的时候， 别人喜乐你也喜快乐。
So I think service is linked to all these concepts also.
所以真的是在 在服事的上面来讲的话，也都是这样的观念。
Okay, right now I'm going to do something a little bit different.
现在我要做有一点点不同的事。
If you look in your bulletin, you might have seen this slip here, this orange slip.
所以你拿开你的程序单上， 你来注意看， 你的程序单里面有一张小小的夹页。
And what I want to do, let's take a minute or 2 minutes and just write down, it says there, just write down something you're thankful for. It could be to God, it could be to a person.
能不能我们就用一分钟、两分钟的时间， 你现在就把你觉得你要感恩的人或事情，你就把它写下来。
If it's confidential, you can don't put your name on it, or you can keep it in your notes.
如果你觉得你希望保密的话， 那你可以不需要写上你的名字。
But if you're willing, the ushers are going to collect it and later put it on the wall so we can all see it when we fellowship together later.
所以如果你不介意， 你愿意把你的名字写上的话， 等一下招待会把它收起来， 我们可以在墙上找个地方把它贴出来， 我们大家都可以一起感恩。
Okay, so let's take 1 minute to do that. And if the ushers could get ready, there are some extra pencils here too. Ushers, if anyone needs that. And we'll collect it in 1 minute. So let's take a minute to write it down.
我们现在就大家安静下来， 用一分钟时间， 你愿意写一下， 那么等一下子我们的招待， 差不多有一两分钟， 他就会来收， 好吧， 如果有没有笔的， 愿意笔的人， 或者招待， 可以发一下。 需要笔的人，你举手一下，你举一下手，招待把笔传到你手上。好，这里要，这里，前面。Okay,
when you're done, just pass it to the aisles, and the ushers will collect. So Jonas and the other ushers, can you just get ready to collect them?
好，我们再很快的，你如果写好了。 你等一下子，你就可以传到旁边去， 然后我们有招待就来收一下。
Okay, you can just pass them to the aisles and we'll collect them. Okay. All right, let's take 1 more minute.
我们再给一分钟， 我想这个真的机会让我们来回想，反映我们的感恩。
Okay, so once you're done with that, you just go ahead, pass to the sides, and the ushers will collect them. So, you guys, can you collect them, please? Like, get up and actually collect them.
Yeah, 好，我们在继续讲信息的时候， 你可以随时传到旁边。
Okay, now we'll turn to the last part, which is just looking at some examples in the Bible of some people that show thanksgiving and joy.
好，我们最后的一个部分， 我们来看有些人他们怎么样来感恩。
The first was the author of these passages, the Apostle Paul.
首先我们要来看，仍然是保罗这个作者，他怎么样来感恩。
Let's take a look at some of the things he's gone through in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我要用他经过的事情在哥林多后书第十一章里面来说明。
2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'll read starting from the middle of verse 23.
哥林多后书第十一章，我要从第二十三节，哥林多十一章
chapter 11, verse 23.
第二十三节。
In the middle, he's talking about Paul. He's talking about the things that he's gone through.
在这一段里面，保罗他讲到他经过了什么事情。
I've worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again.
我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的。
Five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下。
Three times I was beaten with rods.
被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次。
Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked.
遇叫船坏了三次。
I spent a day and a night in the open sea.
一昼一夜在深海里。
And he keeps going. He talks about danger and how he's tired and all these things.
他又一直讲了他碰到了危险。
And this is the person that wrote that passage.
你要注意，这就是这个人，他写了刚刚我们读的这经文。
To be joyful, to rejoice.
他说到要喜乐，要喜乐。
Now again, Paul's life was not fun. It was not happy.
我们知道保罗他的生平里面不是那么不是都是一帆风顺。
Paul went through a lot of hard work.
他经过了许多的困难。
A lot of persecution.
许多的逼迫。
But he was still able to write. This passage to be joyful because he had this hope in Jesus.
可是他却能够写出这样的经文，因为他有
his motivation was Jesus Christ and God.
因为他的盼望都是在耶稣基督跟神身上。
In fact, when he wrote a lot of his letters, he was in jail.
事实上，他很多的书信都是在监牢里写的。
Yet he was still joyful enough to write these great encouragements that we still read today.
他我们今天也还在读他的监狱的书信。
In Acts 16,
在使徒行传十六章
there's an example of when Paul and his partner Silas were in prison.
那里讲到保罗跟希拉被关在监牢里。
And they were wrongfully accused, and they were being treated unfairly and unjustly.
他们被鞭打，被错待，不公平的待遇。
But if you look in that passage, when they were in jail, they were singing hymns.
可是我们看那段经，我们看到他们在监牢里面竟然唱诗赞美。
They were praying, giving thanks.
他们在那里祷告感恩。
While in jail.
就在监牢里头。
Now, of course, normally you would think, you know, that's jail, that's a terrible thing.
或许我们会想说，在监牢里那是很可怕的。
But they were still able to be joyful in that situation.
可是他们却仍然能够感恩。
Let's look at another person in the Old Testament.
我们再看旧约有一个人物。
The prophet Daniel.
讲到丹尼尔。
Daniel, the prophet Daniel, and in chapter 6,
在但以理第六章,
what was happening was the Jews there were being, again, persecuted.
在那里我们看到犹太人被逼迫。
They were captive, they were in a different land.
他们被掳到不同的外地去。
And there was an unfair law saying that they could not pray to God.
而且那里有一个法律说他们不可以向他们的神祷告。
But Daniel remained faithful.
可是但以理却仍然这样的保持信心。
And he knew the punishment. The punishment for breaking that law would be death in the lion's den, being eaten by lions. That's the punishment.
但以理他很清楚的知道说，如果他犯了这个规条的话，他会被丢到狮子坑里头。
That's a terrible thing.
很可怕。
To be persecuted.
会被逼迫。
To be eaten by lions. That's a terrible thing.
会要丢到狮子坑是一件很可怕的事。
But look at what Daniel did.
可是但以理怎么做呢？
He went home to his upstairs room to the window and prayed toward Jerusalem.
他回家上了楼，面对向着窗户，面对耶路撒冷，一天三次的祷告。
And he prayed and he gave thanks to God three times a day.
而他一天三次感恩。
Same as he always had.
就好像平常一样。
He was not afraid of that law.
他并没有因着那个规律、那个法律来。
As a result of that, he was caught.
结果呢，他当然被抓到了。
But he remained faithful and he remained thankful.
他仍然保持信心，仍然感恩。
And if you know in the story, God watched him and kept him safe among the lions.
而我们如果知道这个故事的话，我们知道神保守他，虽然他丢被丢在狮子坑里。
So he was thankful, even though, again, very hard situation here.
他虽然在一个很困难的情况之下，仍然感恩。
Let's look at King David.
我们看大卫怎么样呢？
Of course, he had an illustrious life, a life full of everything, ups and downs.
我们看到大卫的整个生平里面，他上上下下。
And if you remember, there was a part in his life when he was being chased.
我们知道他的生活里面被追赶。
By Saul, the other king.
被另外的一个王扫罗王追杀。
Saul wanted to kill him.
扫罗要杀他。
And they were battling, and he was running, and he was hiding a terrible time.
哦，他有很多很可怕的逃亡的时间。
But let's look at what he said in Psalm 28, David, one of David's Psalms.
大卫在诗篇二十八篇里面说什么呢？
Verse 6.
第六节。
Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy.
耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他听了我恳求的声音。
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里倚靠他。
My heart leaps for joy and I will give thanks to him in song.
所以我心中欢乐，我必用诗歌颂赞他。
The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one.
耶和华是他百姓的力量，又是他受膏者得救的保障。
No one likes to be chased and killed.
没有人喜欢被人追赶被杀。
But David put his trust in the Lord and was thankful and rejoicing. He still had an attitude of joy the whole time.
可是大卫他却在大部分时间里面仍然存着一个感恩喜乐。
His hope was in the Lord.
因为他的盼望是在神。
Through that he could be faithful and thankful.
因着这样他可以感恩。
Our final example is Jesus himself.
最后我要用耶稣基督的自己的见证。
And here's a passage from Hebrews 12.
在希伯来书十二章里面这样说的。
And again, Hebrews 12, it is a letter.Being written to believers to encourage them.
同样的，希伯来书是一封写给这些在受苦的基督徒里面来勉励他们的话。
And it's encouraging them to press on, to go on following Jesus.
这里是劝勉他们要继续坚持来跟随耶稣。
And I'll just focus on verse 2.
希伯来书十二章的第二节。
So this is chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.Who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame.
那里说到仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Right, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
这里说他忍受十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座的右边那忍受罪人这样顶撞的你们要思想免得疲倦灰心
I think Jesus is the ultimate example of being joyful and giving thanks through hard circumstances
我想耶稣是一个最完美的一个榜样让我们看到他在这种困难逼迫中间怎么样能够保持喜乐
And if we go back to the passage for the joy set before him endured the cross that's what it says
我们注意他这个里面说因着前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架
Now you might be thinking well, I know about Jesus like the joy set before him that's strange
那我说，哎，我认识耶稣，可是怎么叫做摆在前面的喜乐呢
？What was set for him? What was prepared for Jesus at the end of his life?
到底在为着耶稣的生平最后的有什么东西摆在为他预备的
？It was the cross.
那是一个十字架。
And Jesus knew the will of his Father for him to be sacrificed for us.
耶稣知道他父神的旨意是他要他成为我们的祭物。
There's no greater sacrifice, no greater pain than having to die.
在实在是再不可能有比那样子的为我们定死那样的痛。
And Jesus went through it knowing that it would happen, and here it says the joy set before him.
可是耶稣他经过这样，他却说他看到前面的喜乐。
Now, I remember talking to some people, and some of you might think that, oh, Jesus knew, like he knew he would rise again, he knew he would then go to heaven to be with his Father, so he was looking forward to being killed.
哦，有人说那耶稣他知道他会复活， 所以他就很高兴的就去受死。
And he did know what would happen. He did know.
他真的，耶稣确实是知道他要什么事会发生。
But I don't think that made it easy, though. I think it was still very hard for him.
虽然他知道什么事情要发生，可是我相信那还是很难的，因为什么事，这些痛苦。
Because he had human emotions.
因为他有我们人的情感。
If you look, let's look at Luke 22.
那我们如果注意在路加福音22章怎么说
？Again, Jesus knew soon he was about to be betrayed. He was going to be arrested, put through pain, and then ultimately killed. He knew that.
耶稣他当然知道将来有什么痛苦，而且他要怎么被杀。
All that suffering is not fun, is not comfortable, is not easy.
这些痛苦不是那么容易就能够过的。
And He didn't owe it to us. He did not have to die for us.
是更甚的是，他根本不欠我们什么，他需要来为我们死。
And in Luke 22, verse
40 to 45. 在路加二十二章的44-45节有这样的话。
What's happening here is Jesus, before that night he was betrayed, he went to pray with some disciples.
这一段的背景是讲到他那天晚上他。带着彼得，带着他的门徒去一起去祷告。
And I'll start at verse 42. So it's Luke 22, verse 42.
路加福音的22章的42节。
And here he's praying to God.
他那里说道
：“Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
Yet not my will, but yours be done.
然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。
And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地。
When he rose from prayer, he went back to his disciples. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow.
祷告完了，就起来到门徒那里，看到他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
So I want to focus on a couple of things. His sweat was like drops of blood. He was in anguish, very emotional.
我这里要强调几件事。第一个，他的汗珠如雪点一样，他是非常的痛苦。
He knew that the cross, the crucifixion would be painful and suffering.
他知道要上十字架是非常的痛苦。
But he said, not my will, Father, but yours. He followed the will of the Father. He was obedient to that.
可是他说不要照我的意思，照你的意思。他是完全的顺服。
And in fact, it was so emotional and so sorrowful that his disciples couldn't even stay awake. They were too tired. They just fell asleep.
甚至他的门徒们都太累了，都睡着了。
That's how hard that time was.
你要知道那实在是很困难。
The crucifixion was a very difficult thing, of course.
当然钉十字架实在很痛苦。
But Jesus endured it knowing...that it was the will of his Father, and because of that, he was thankful and he was joyful.
耶稣却因着知道这是父神的旨意，所以他感恩而且来忍受。
And he did it. He died for us.
而且他就为我们死了。
The last part I will highlight is Matthew 26.
最后我要用马太二十六章里面。
Which talks about the communion, which we will partake momentarily also.
那里讲到了薄饼，我们等一下就会一起来用。
This is a passage that we read often where Jesus is giving thanks. This is the first communion, the first, the Lord's Supper.
我们常常用这一段煮最后的晚餐。
While they were eating, this is Matthew 26, verse 26.
马太福音二十六章二十六节这样说的。
While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples.Saying, "This is take and eat. This is my body."
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就拨开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you."
又拿起杯来祝谢的递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin.
这是我立约的血，为多人流出来的，使罪得赦。
So Jesus is making this example for them. He's showing, symbolizing them, look, I'm going to die for you. My blood is going to pour out for you.
所以耶稣他用的饼和杯具体的来让他们看到我怎么样为你死。
And he gave thanks for it.
可是他仍然给感谢。
He knew he was going to die and suffer for the world.
他虽然知道他要死为着世界受痛苦。
And he gave thanks for it.
可是他仍然感谢。
Because he trusted in the Father.
因为他信靠他。
And he knew that was the Father's will. And his hope was in that. And even though it was a hard, hard time for him, he did it and he rejoiced and he gave thanks for it.
虽然他知道摆在他面前是那样极大的痛苦，可是他知道这是父神的旨意，他就献上感谢。
So I hope you'll be encouraged to rejoice, pray, and give thanks.
我希望，我真盼望我们大家都能够得到鼓励，我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，而且不住的谢。
And I encourage you, do it regularly, do it often. Don't wait until, it's too late.
我希望你经常的来操练，不要等到来不及的时候才做。
For example, on Thursday, we played our Thanksgiving football.
比如说我刚刚感恩节过去的时候的下午，我打
football
足球
，and my finger got cut up.
所以我的手伤了。
And when I got home, I realized I couldn't type.
我回家的时候我就发现我不能打。
I had a hard time typing this.
所以我打这个讲稿的时候就很。
And again, my whole life I had this finger, and it was a very common.Thing.
在我这一辈子里面，我这个指头对我来讲是天天都在用。
But without this just a little cut, I had such a hard time typing.
所以只有一点点的受伤，我就发现很难。
So I was very thankful, God, you know, you've given me all these fingers and toes, and I can type and I can read. I was very thankful for that.
所以我那当场我就为着神给我这么多的好的指头，我的脚趾头，我来感谢神。
So I encourage you, don't wait until you lose something or until you realize something that's lost and that, oh, I was joyful, I was thankful.
所以我真的是愿意大家你要及早的感谢，不要等到你失掉了那个东西。
But you can always do it and you should always do it.
你可以经常的做，而且你应该经常的做。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you that we can put our hope in you.
神啊，我们真是感谢你，因为我们可以把我们的盼望摆在你身上。
And it's because of that we can be joyful and thankful, and that we can pray to you whenever we want.
就因为这样，所以我们可以不住的喜乐，不住的祷告，而且凡事谢恩。
Lord, help us to encourage one another to be thankful and to be joyful.
求主你让我们能够彼此提醒，常常感恩，不住祷告。
And help us to spread this to the community.Around us, our coworkers, our neighbors, our siblings, our friends.
能够把这样的信息传给我们周围的我们的弟兄姊妹，我们的邻居们。
Lord, and with your strength, we know anything is possible.
我们知道靠着你，我们凡事都能做。
And we thank you for the words you have spoken to us today.
我们谢谢你今天向我们说话。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Okay.